London whale died from dehydration. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. An autopsy on the northern bottlenosed whale that died in London's River Thames has determined that the creature died from dehydration. The 6-metre-long creature captured the world's attention when it was spotted swimming up London's famous river late last week. Despite concerted efforts at rescuing the adolescent whale that cost over $100,000, it died of convulsions on Sunday. Rescue teams were frantic in their efforts to turn the whale around and head it in the direction of its natural habitat, the Atlantic Ocean. Throughout the rescue attempts, veterinarians were constantly pessimistic about the whale's chances of survival. It had gashed its head on the underside of a boat and had probably suffered eye and lung damage in the fresh water. The stray whale galvanized the attention of the whole of Britain and made the headlines in many newspapers around the world. It virtually swam all the way through London and is the farthest such a sizable creature has ventured up the River Thames. The noise from rivercraft on the busy and often congested waterway probably intensified the stress it felt and further added to its sense of disorientation. The bottlenosed whale, one of the world's deepest diving mammals, usually swims with its family. Whale specialists have been speculating why it was so far from its natural environment. Some say it was very ill and chose to swim in shallower waters. Others say it had veered from its traditional habitat after chasing food and getting lost.